AP update. I'm Ed Donahue. More than 2,500 people are dead in Nepal and the other countries hit by a powerful earthquake. The number could go much higher once crews reach the really hard-hit areas.
Actually, it's very, very difficult for us to assess the situation in the most severe damaged areas where the epicenter of the earthquake was, because the roads are damaged and we can't get there.
Cecilia Kaiser is with Oxfam. She spoke to Sky News. Survivors have been terrified by aftershocks. Meantime, at Mount Everest, the AP's Tim Sullivan reports teams at the base camp there are streaming out. An avalanche obliterated parts of the camp.
It seems that a large percentage of the people have left the base camp, at least to go to the villages that are nearby that have better electricity and communications and things like that. They had a number of aftershocks today that caused some small avalanches that really terrified people there.
AP update. I'm Ed Donahue.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.